Welcome to Create the Movement podcast. Create the Movement is an online marketing team focused on collaborating with law firms and businesses nationwide. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement. Welcome back to Create the Movement podcast. This is Brad Post, your host, and I'm excited to be on the phone with my friend Greg Kuhn. Greg, how are you doing today?
Good, Brad. I appreciate you having me, man.
Absolutely. Greg is the owner, founder of Oksala Productions. Oksala, it's A-K-S-A-L-A Productions. And so, Greg, glad to have you on the line.
Yeah, man. I'm excited to be here.
So Greg and I've we've worked a few projects in the past and continued to have a relationship for a few years. I'm excited to finally get you on the podcast. I know you've had a pretty busy schedule lately.
Yeah, it stays pretty steady.
That's so great.
It's just a good thing.
So. Absolutely. Well, if you could, Greg, go ahead and jump in. Greg's very gifted with video production, photography. And if you could kind of share your story on how you kind of got into this business.
Yeah, man. So I don't want to go too far back, but when I was a kid, I had the old like VHS recorder, you know, and me and my buddy would make videos and kind of play around with it and that sort of thing. But I kind of fell out of doing that in high school. And I didn't know what I wanted to do when I was in high school, you know, as far as profession and all that kind of stuff goes. And so I went to broadcasting school because I thought being a DJ might be kind of a cool thing to do. You know, I was going to get into radio, and I went to American Broadcasting School over in Dell City. And it just, I worked in radio for a little bit, but it just wasn't as exciting as I thought it was going to be, you know. I bounced around. I worked at a PVC pipe factory. I worked at like a local like nursery here in town. And one day, man, I was just like, man, I'm not doing what I want to do in life, you know? And so I thought, man, I'm just gonna go back to broadcasting school. I'm going to cut a demo tape and I'm going to start sending it out. I'm going to get a job in broadcasting, you know? So I went back to school, walked in, and an instructor named Ian goes, "Hey, I heard they're hiring over at this local TV station." And I did a U-turn, went home, got dressed, ran over to KSBI television, which was the television station that was hiring, and put in an application, man. And they were right in the middle of a flood. And so I didn't hear back from them for a couple of weeks, and I kept kind of bugging them, and they ended up hiring me, man. And, I started pushing buttons, master control, you know, just making sure everything was on air, recording TV shows, all that kind of stuff, pretty monotonous. But after about 2 or 3 months, I started just getting kind of curious. So I started wandering around the station, and they had these cameras just like laying in the corners and stuff. They weren't using them, like nice ones, you know? Yeah. And so I was like, "Hey, can I mess with those?" You know? And they're like, "Yeah, sure." So I started taking them home with me on the weekends and just trying to figure them out, man. I was making like public service announcements with my kids. My daughter was just little bitty at the time. So I was making like, don't drink and drive PSAs, just whatever I could kind of make up, you know? And I started kind of figuring things out. Didn't know what I was doing. So I just asked people questions and they'd kind of give me tips and hints. And I just kind of stumbled around till I started figuring it out. And then they showed me how to get it on the computer. And I started editing, and I just kind of lived up at the TV station for a long time. And one of my good friends, we started selling spots, and he was the salesman. And he's like, "Hey, you want to go shoot a commercial?" And I was like, "Okay." So we went out and started shooting commercials, and I moved my way into video production at the TV station. And they built a studio, and we started doing live event stuff. We were doing stuff with OU and OSU coaches shows. And I just started learning a ton about video production and really enjoyed it, man, and had a lot of freedom to be creative and spend a lot of time doing it. And that's what really kind of led me into video production, was that getting hired at the TV station and them just giving me the freedom to kind of explore and learn, and just fell in love with it, man, really enjoyed it. So
that's exciting. Well, if you could kind of tell me how you made the transition out, or when you started Oksala Productions, like what was in your, insides that you were like, "Man, I need to do this on my own."
Yeah, I think there's something in every video guy. If it hasn't hit you yet and you're a video guy, it will. But at some point in time, you think, I want to do this on my own. Like, I want to be more in charge of the production, right?
Right.
You know, you always, if there's somebody over you, you always feel like your creativity's hampered a little bit, you know?
Right, right.
And so even if it's not, you kind of have that gut feeling, you know? But TV just was overwhelming. I had my third daughter. It was 24/7. And the bad thing about TV is you just churn stuff out, right? Yeah. Like, it's, you can't really, it caps your creativity at a certain point, you know?
Right.
So by the grace of God, I got out of that and got hired on at a local nonprofit organization over in Bethany. And that really gave me the time to get better at lighting and sound and, you know, editing, motion graphics and that sort of thing. Gave me some breathing room to kind of just refine my abilities a little bit better.
Okay. And,
really loved it over there. It was a great experience. But they started making some structural changes, and I could kind of see the writing on the wall that my position might be phased out or changed to some, in some way. So I thought, I'm just going to start doing production, video production on the side, maybe.
Yep.
You know, just in case kind of thing, I'm gonna fail safe. That way, if something happened, I wouldn't be out completely, you know, and jump back a little bit. A few years before this, I got overweight and I was trying to lose weight, you know, so I'm trying to get into jogging. And I was jogging on the treadmill and I was in front of a mirror and I had a shirt that said Alaska on it. And in the mirror, it said Oksala. And I was just kind of thinking about,
okay, I see that now.
Yeah. If I ever have a video production company, I'm going to name it Oksala Productions.
Yeah. Okay.
That was probably 2 years before I started Oksala, but I didn't want to go with like a techie sounding name. I kind of wanted it to be a little more, organic or earthy feeling, you know. Yeah. And Alaska has always kind of been that final frontier, you know, rugged kind of place in my mind and that sort of thing. So that's where Oksala Productions came from.
I like it.
That's kind of how I grew into it. And I stayed at the nonprofit a lot longer than I thought I would. I was there about 3 or 4 years before they finally made that transition.
Okay. And
that's when I went full time with Oksala Productions.
Okay.
So that was kind of, you know, my transition through that. In the meantime, I was like, I directed the Oklahoma City Final Cut Pro users group for several years and just tried to build a network of people I knew in the video community. And that was really beneficial when I went out on my own because I already knew a lot of people in town. So I could get my name out real quick, let them know I was available for work and that sort of thing. So,
right. That's great. How long have you guys been, I guess, fully out on your own?
Yeah, way longer than I ever planned on being.
Yeah.
Coming up on 5 years. I never grew up like, oh, I want to have my own business. You know, I didn't have that kind of dream, I guess, growing up. It just kind of happened to me. And so it took me probably 2 or 3 years before I really embraced, hey, I'm, you know, I'm self-employed. I'm in business on my own now, you know? And so, it's been good, man. It's been good.
5 years. Congrats. That's awesome.
Yeah, man. It's been, you know, it's, there's difficulties no matter what you do, you know? And so it's been good. I've really enjoyed it. I'm very thankful that I was kind of pushed into this experience because it's really, it's helped me work with a lot of different people and it's helped me kind of push my creative and personal skills quite a bit, you know? So overall, it's been a good thing for us.
And you're based out of the Oklahoma City area, but you've traveled quite a bit too, right?
Yeah, I do quite a bit of traveling. I do live event production with guys out of Knoxville. And so we travel quite a bit with them. In fact, I'll leave for Atlanta Sunday and just got back from Springfield. And so we travel quite a bit for that. And I do just, and you know, wherever I pick up a client, I've got a client in Utah, I've got a client in Washington, D.C. that I go see probably once a year on each of those.
Okay.
You know, just various places.
Great. Well, if you could, Greg, kind of explain to our audience what an ideal client looks like for you. What you said you're doing a lot of events, but yeah, tell us kind of what your ideal client looks like.
Yeah, I really enjoy one thing I love about video editing and just the work that I do is you never know what's coming up next, right? Like, you never know who's going to want you to go film something, you know, in some location you've never been, or, you know, some weird or odd kind of, you know, you're filming at a gun range one day, you're filming in an office building the next kind of thing. And so I've always really enjoyed the variety of work. You know, you're always able to kind of push yourself and get a little bit better and, you know, more creative and that sort of thing. But an ideal client, probably it's great when you can get a client that, that wants to consistently use you over time.
Right.
If you can get a retainer situation going, that's ultimately ideal in my opinion. But, just a client that you're not going to do a one job and then done with.
Right.
It's nice when you can become their video guy. And, you know, sometimes you get clients that you can actually use their services and, you know, that can be extremely beneficial for you as well. But so you can build that relationship and over time you kind of get to know what they're looking for. You know, you can better, I feel like I can better serve them sometimes if I have a relationship that's built over years and, you know, multiple projects and that sort of thing. So, and the financial side's nice too, when you know you've got a client that keeps coming back and, you know, is going to keep giving you projects to work on. That's good too. So
absolutely.
I really like the ones that have multiple projects over time that we can work together on.
Perfect. Well, this is kind of a side off question, but I know you can probably answer it pretty quickly, or not quickly, but explain it well. Could you tell us a little bit, Greg, about the process that you go through when a new client looks to engage you, let's say on a specific video?
Yeah. So it's a little different, you know, everybody's at a different stage in development of their ideas, right? Or their story, right, their branding and all that kind of thing. So really depends on whether they've got an established brand coming into you, okay, and, you know, needing to create content designed for that feel and look, you know, or if they're, building their brand and they want you to help develop that as you go. It depends a little bit, but I guess, you know, you kind of start with whatever idea they bring to you and you just start brainstorming. You find a, you know, whatever kind of angle you want to take on it. You know, do we need to film at a location? Do we need to film, you know, inside or is it outdoors, that sort of thing. And what's the end project going to be? Is there motion graphics? And then you have to decide, well, you know, can I do all of this on my own? Do I need to bring in extra help, you know, and budgets and all that kind of stuff. I've kind of found that most projects, not to oversimplify it, but you've got time, budget, and ability, right? Okay. Those are three things you're kind of juggling. And it's nice if you have a huge amount of all of those, but you know, if you don't have a lot of time, usually your budget and your ability to come into play a little heavier. If you've got good ability and, you know, time's not an issue and budget's not an issue, you kind of manage in those three overarching areas to fit whatever the client needs. So, I don't know that I answered that perfectly well, but you know, I'm trying to get better too, Brad. This is something, especially being out on my own, I've tried to develop more, trying to get more proactive in pitching ideas to my clients.
Okay.
Over the past few years, I've kind of just been in management mode where they come to me with an idea and I try to help them develop that and complete that. But I'm trying to get better about actually having more creativity on my own and pitching those to clients and trying to get them to bite on things that I would like to see them do, if that makes sense.
Perfect. So
trying to work in that direction.
Normally, and it's kind of what you did with us, is normally you would take that client or that agency through somewhat of a questionnaire form just to see where they're at in the project, right?
Right.
And then based on the answers to your questions, that's when you kind of look to, okay, let's go over, you said time, budget, and ability. Is that right?
Yeah. So okay, yeah.
Perfect.
You know, when do they need the project done?
Right.
How much money do they have?
Right.
I used to always complain, like when I'd ask people for help with something, they'd be like, well, what's your budget? And I'm like, well, what do you want? But you know, got to know the budget, you know, what you're willing to spend.
Right.
Then it just comes down to, you know, my personal ability or, you know, people that we can hire and that sort of thing to be able to manage all of that.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
I found that most people, you know, I can usually manage those things pretty well for people and come out with something that really fits what they're needing on the video side of things.
Perfect. I like it. Well, if you could, Greg, kind of tell us one thing is you started expanding into not just video, but also photography. And I saw some of your work, which is outstanding. But if you could kind of tell me a little bit about what is exciting to you in your industry right now.
I've tried to step into photography. I've never, I've always taken pictures, and there's a lot of overlap between video and photography, but I'm trying to move into that photography space a little bit more, get more professional with my look and that sort of thing. But that's been a challenge, but it's been fun. I think the most exciting thing about the industry I'm in, and this is probably nothing new really, but it seems new. I've been in it, like I used to film analog, right, on tape and that sort of thing. So I've been in it through the digital transition. And since the DSLR and the digital transition happened, technology is just screaming, man. Like, there's all these different programs to do all these different, you know, specific things. There's all these different cameras, there's lenses, there's, you know, grip. I mean, there's so much being developed all of the time. It's hard to keep up with. But the upside to that is there's always something new to learn. There's always some gadget you come across and you're like, oh man, I could use that. You know, you got drones now.
Right.
That's made a huge difference in our industry. Even within the drone world, you know, every year there's some new technology out there. There's some new drone or, you know, so you, in one sense, you always feel like you're behind the curve. Right. But
yeah.
Because as soon as you buy something down the road, you know, 6 months later, something better's come out.
Right.
But it's exciting to be doing what I'm doing. And I think another thing I like about where I happen to be in my personal career is I've been doing this for pushing 20 years now. So I've got enough experience behind me that I can get a hold of that new technology and implement it into a system that I've already developed pretty well, if that makes sense. It would be exciting, I guess, to be starting out now, but I'm glad that I was able to start in that analog period and grow through this digital age, just because I think it's given me pretty good perspective over the years on how to manage my time, manage projects, and just develop systems that I can be really efficient and proficient in what I do. So
absolutely. Awesome, Greg. Well, is there anything else you'd want to add or anything I didn't ask you that you wanted to share with our audience?
Man, I would encourage people to, don't stress out too hard on taking a chance. It always seems like I always feel like I'm taking risks when I go into new ventures or, you know, I pick up new clients and that sort of thing. But, I would just encourage everybody to, you know, if it's something you've got that's kind of down in you a little bit, you don't have to jump off, you know, you don't have to dive into it all the way. But it was really good and how it came for me. You know, I kind of just started on the side and then the opportunity came for me to move into full time doing what I'm doing. And so, you know, I'd say if you have that somewhere in you, just, you know, kind of start leaning that way, start moving that direction. And who knows what'll come out about it, you know, but take those risks, you know, it's healthy to have a little bit of risk in life, man.
So. I agree. That's great. Well, how can our audience get a hold of you? Obviously we'll put your website, oxalaproductions.com. In the show notes, the link to your website. What are other ways our people can get in touch with you?
Sure. Yeah. You can call me 405-312-0358. OxalaProductions.com. It's Alaska backwards. So it's AKSALA Productions.com. My email is OxalaProductions@me.com. So those three ways are, you know, pretty good ways to get a hold of me.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Greg, thanks again for being on the Create the Movement podcast.
Yeah, Brad, I really appreciate it, man. This is a lot of fun.
All right. Thanks for listening and stay tuned for our next episode.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Create the Movement podcast. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement.